Is this the country the founders envisioned? They, quote, broke the windows and doors to pieces, damaged the house, and ruined furniture, the best pieces being removed between the attacks. The mob drew off and proceeded to the next house, where they committed outrages equally terrible, tearing the house to pieces and demolishing the furniture. End quote. In June of this year, cities across the United States of America erupted in violence, protesting the death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis police. From Charleston to Seattle, violence ensued, property was destroyed, and lives were lost in connection to the riots that left a country deeply divided over issues of racial equality and justice. Is 21st century America the country our founders envisioned? The quote I read did not come from someone experiencing the protest in June of 2020, but from the Boston Newsletter, dated September 5, 1765, in reference to the Stamp Act riots. The protests plaguing our country today seem to echo those that occurred during our founding fathers' time. The Stamp Act riots occurred when several groups of people, passionate about their cause, sought to exact change on a system of government they deemed to be unjust. Once peaceful marches turned violent, and shops, businesses, and homes were destroyed. From the Liberty Riots to women's suffrage, the March on Washington to the March for Our Lives, Americans have used protest to incite change. From its birth, America has been built on we the people protesting injustice and making our voices heard. It is through our protests that we have seen many changes, beginning with our birth as a burgeoning republic, to the civil rights movement. And through it all, America has stayed a land of opportunity and a place where people seek refuge. A land that may be divided, but at the same time united, under the idea that we, the people, are responsible for what this country is to become. Despite our unrest, America has always been a place where people have gone to seek freedom. According to the Department of Homeland Security, in the year 2019, almost 30,000 refugees were granted asylum in the United States, and over 1 million people legally immigrated to America. Our country may be politically, morally, and religiously divided, yet people still see it as a place of freedom and refuge, a place of new beginnings. The Founding Fathers knew, when they began the fight for freedom, that there would be hardship and turmoil amongst the people of America. They realized that even a nation united will always be divided into some faction or another. Even they knew that it cannot be expected for people to always have the same ideals, the same beliefs, or the same priorities. Yet they were able to join our ancestors together to fight for a common goal against a common enemy. Democrat, independent, or Republican, we fight because we believe in a country, in the idea of an America that is truly great. We believe in a country that embodies the beliefs our forefathers first laid out in the Declaration of Independence 244 years ago. We march and protest because since the inception of this free country, we, the people, demand that our voices be heard. The America I know, the land I love, and the country that is so vastly different from the rest of the world is the America that struggles and that seeks to define itself through its growth, not its past. In America, the people engender change and find justice. It is in our marches, our riots, our seeking of truth that change occurs. So in this manner, America is the country that the founders envisioned. America is still a country that is divided and torn between political and religious bodies. But it is also a country where people are willing to fight and demand their right to be heard, just as our founding fathers did. Thank you.